Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 15, 21 through 25, and I'll be reading from the Message. So let's begin our time with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We do this mindful breathing because it gives our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read our passage twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. They are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me, because they don't know the one who sent me. If I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me, hate my father, it's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done, they wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. Interesting, they have verified the truth of their own scriptures, where it is written, they hated me for no good reason. They are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me, because they don't know the one who sent me. If I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me, hate my father, it's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done, they wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. Interesting, they have verified the truth of their own scriptures, where it is written, they hated me for no good reason. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? They are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me. Because they don't know the one who sent me. If I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me, hate my father, it's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done. They wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. Interesting, they have verified the truth of their own scriptures, where it is written, they hated me for no good reason. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or new awareness, or spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. They are going to do all these things to you. Because of the way they treated me. Because they don't know the one who sent me. If I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me, hate my father. It's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done. They wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. Interesting, they have verified the truth of their own scriptures, where it is written, they hated me for no good reason. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a word or two, but know that this is a time when words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for always faithfully showing up to us and meeting us where we are in your kind understanding. draw us closer to you, that we may find in your gentle presence the strength to stand up in love, no matter what the day will bring us. Let me pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.